then maybe two poems from him. There's another group of poems in this book with titles that work very differently. They're not one-word titles, as most of those are. The two poems I'm going to read bear as their titles. The first of them is called The Interpretation of Dreams, and the second one is called Civilization and Its Discontents. The writing of these caused me great pleasure. Central to that pleasure was the fact that when a friend called me and asked if I could come out and play, I said, no, I'm sorry, I can't. I have to write Civilization and Its Discontents tonight. Though each of the poems refers at some point to Freud, the poems are not transistorized book reviews in any way. They refer as much to the sense we have that we know what Freud meant, even though we haven't really read him, and we just sort of know it by breathing the cultural air. In a couple of places, I actually quote passages from his writings. This is called The Interpretation of Dreams. What animals dream of, I do not know. The urchin cat we rented with the house was sun-stunned 1 minute and twitched the next, pursued by humans, maybe. The valley could be dreaming the haze that filled it, both it and I replete like a wound cat sleeping. The walled hill towns we drove to nights in search of the perfect pasta, also curled in on themselves like nut meats. How I loved those stone towns, stark against fire, the houses rising like tamed bluffs, fortification as a way of life. When I imagine an afternoon nap in Gubbio, let's say, I dream of light, mild cousin to fire, bristling its blind rays like a bottle brush down house facades until they fleck the stony street beds. Then I'd rise and walk in diminishing circles a la Centro, where there's a church and a square, a blare of blank space amidst all that habit and stricture. How often I've arrived at myself like that, as in a dream. Nothing can be brought to an end in the unconscious, where the circuits of self-dramatization complete themselves endlessly. The dream work, Freud called it, like fireworks, which require hours for their preparation and then flare up in a moment. Daydreams like mine of Gubbio imitate such condensation and release, though they lack that umbilical tether to the other world that makes dreams art and daydreams gossip. And daydreams can be broken off at sluggish will, like mine. But dreams have their own urgencies. The other night I dreamed I was shaking myself awake beside that waif cat, dead now for 2 years. Let's go to Gubbio tonight and eat tortellini. How long it takes to make them right, and how they flare up in the mouth like sunspots, both dense and evanescent.